We talk a lot about the delays in the criminal justice system here in Barbados, but the just-ended Regional Symposium on Crime in the Caribbean heard this from Justice Jacob Witt of the Caribbean Court of Justice.
I looked at a speech of the Chief Justice at the opening address, at the opening of the law term in 2013, and he said this: there can be no dispute that the system is in crisis. That was already then. Not the judiciary, not the DPP, not the police, the whole system. A brief look at the High Court statistics will illustrate this point. The 42% increase in disposition of indictments from 64 to 91 in the last term is modest, having regard to the fact that indictments filed increased from 116 to 339, if we take one non-bailable offense alone, murder. I regret to inform you that as I speak, there are 575 persons in custody waiting trial in respect of 468 murders, with the length of the average murder trial running into several weeks, 4 to 6. We could have 10 judges assigned to try nothing but murder cases for the next 5 years, and we still will not have cleared the backlog, assuming that all the matters go to trial. That's what he said in 2013, 10 years ago. Now, I thought I got the data. It said in August 22, there were 690 prisoners waiting to be tried for murder. So that number has gone up. Now, I think there are more criminal judges now, maybe 13 about. But even if there are 13 judges doing nothing else but the backlog in murder cases, it will take them 6.5 years to do that. But of course, there are other crimes, there are other murders in those 6.5 years. So it really means you cannot go on like this.
He further opined.
It's not only in Trinidad's case, it's all over the English-speaking Caribbean, where you inherited, I always say jokingly, the wrong system.
Justice Witt believes our system needs robust change, including a strong pretrial process.
There must be a sifting of cases, because if more than, let's say, 70% ends with acquittals, there must be something wrong with the system. In any properly functioning system, acquittals might be not more than 10%. And why? Because in the process, before you get to the trial, there must be a sifting process. If cases simply do not have sufficient evidence, they need to end in a release. We can't do anything about it. We cannot keep people in jail while you know that there is not sufficient evidence. And there must be some guidance from a pretrial judge to get through the process. So that is one way of dealing with it. There needs to be much more plea bargaining. That is what the Americans do. 70% of all the cases are plea bargained in the States. That's why they can get their cases done. That is only very small here. And a third point is improve and broaden the judge alone trials. And there are many ways you can do that. I don't go into those details now. But anyway, as I said, the Academy is preparing a conference on criminal justice reform. We will do that in October, the second half of October, in Barbados. And we would suggest that police officers, but also people from the executive, attorney general's offices, legislatures, judges, defense lawyers, prosecutors, prison people come, because we need to have a very authoritative and very critical look at the system, and it needs to end up with practical recommendations, and it needs to be full of provocative thoughts, because we cannot walk this way any longer.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.